You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
A healing welcome to everyone today, and I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes, and we keep expanding. But what never changes for you is that this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And I want to start with this question. Don't you just love it when you gain new wonderful connections through friends of friends? Because that's precisely what happened leading up to today. Our gifted animal healer, Cindy Baker, whom we had on a few weeks ago, suggested a couple of lovely contacts from her networking circles and said that they would be perfect contributors to this show. To my sheer delight, we clicked. And in my dealings with Imogen and Laura since the spring, because you know what, folks, that's actually how much planning goes into enacting an organized weekly show. Each has been so enthusiastic throughout, and that is a key quality of guests I enjoy working with. Clearly, the three of us are going to have a great deal we wish to encompass for your benefit today via this broadcast on stress relief for accidental caregivers. And on that basis, I'm actually going to suggest a little bit of their extensive backgrounds right now, because we want to be able to hit the ground running after our first pause. And so individually first, I would like to introduce Imogen Ragone, and she is the creator of Body Intelligence, using the principles of the Alexander Technique to help women transform stress and tension into ease, confidence, and poise. And who wouldn't want more of that? I am learning that the Alexander Technique provides a way for us to look after ourselves that is the opposite of selfish, because it benefits everyone and all that you do. And Imogen would say this is particularly important for caregivers, a matter that's close to her heart, as she also deals with her ever-changing role with her own parents, for whom she has been caring long distance for over 4 years. And you know, last year that role changed dramatically following the death of her father and moving her mother, who has Alzheimer's, into a nursing home. I know she's going to comment on that some more as we go along for sure. Imogen has been teaching the Alexander Technique for over 13 years and has been a student of it for almost 20. You know, knowing how, lively and vital she looks, she must have started at the age of 5. No, that's not in the official bio, but I just had to add it. She lives with her husband, son, and 2 cats in Wilmington, Delaware, and her mother lives in Sheffield, England, where Imogen grew up. So she's our first of 2 guests. Yay! 2 for the price of 1 this morning. And I want to share with you next Laura Donnelly. And Laura is a teacher, mentor, choreographer, dancer, and writer. Imagine all of that. And she teaches At Ease, Body Brain Balance, based on the principles of the Alexander technique. She uses, in fact, Primal Alexander Etude and exercises in her online, in-person groups and private classes. And so Laura would say, and I agree, that people who work with her reduce their stress, eliminate overwhelm, and discover their right effort to achieve balance in life and work. And again, I say, wouldn't that be something that caregivers of whatever audience you deal with, whether it's aging parents or relatives, friends, neighbors, colleagues, or even growing children who live with you or for whom you have some responsibilities, all of us would benefit from that. And Laura, too, along with her brother, have been primary in-home caregivers for their mother for the 6 months that she was in hospice care before she passed away. And Laura has also supported her husband when he was the primary caregiver for his mother who had dementia. So just on those short bases alone, I think you can see why I feel each has so much talent to offer us, never mind collectively, as a result of their fascinating studies as well as lived experience. And I wanted to give you those additional insights because our term, accidental caregivers, could lead a person to believe about the three of us that we somehow fell into this work in the world without having been in fields like, you know, geriatrics, in-home care, specialists, blah, 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 for a bunch of years. Well, in a sense, that's true. But it would also negate the 3 years of study, for example, that involved over 1,600 hours of instruction for Imogen to qualify as a nationally certified teacher, plus the decades of international travel by which Laura offered her dance performances that are also now being brought into her work in the world. So, you know, here's my personal bonus. I've long wanted to learn about the Alexander technique personally, and thus look forward to gaining even more than what has occurred behind the scenes in doing so today. Like Cindy's outing, which was called Caregiving Impacts on Animals, I have to say it's so terrific to find people with a proven background who are offering solid practices. Unlike, for instance, so often those simplistic one-pagers, you know, the ones that are found at freebie seniors expos and where compliant caregivers just tend to believe in the be-all and end-all that those solutions would somehow offer to their elder care woes, or not to mention the complacent caregiver who sticks their head like an ostrich into the sand, hence my book covers, in a false and ever so dangerous belief that dealing with aging parents or, again, those other audiences will not be a reality of your life someday. And I love how a loyal listener put it recently. Well, Carolyn, I guess they just don't realize what's inevitably coming down the pike until they're in the throes themselves. And I would say to that, true. But it is the absolutely worst possible time to confront that lesson. And naturally, you strive to be a conscious caregiver. So you're open to a range of methods that can help you to reduce the tension and overwhelm that can so often characterize what turns into a protracted chapter of life. And so I hope that these remarks have you be as excited as I am to welcome on today's dynamic duo in just a few moments. Before we bring them on, I would like to offer you an intention for the next hour. Even though we can't see each other, what if you were to consider an area of your body that their expertise might help you to release stress or tension from? How would it be to gain the exactly right insights, during this period. Well, that's what we're going for here today, so stay tuned. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Introducing BetterHomeAndGarden.com. That's www.BetterHomeAndGarden.com with just the letter N in Better Home and Garden. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the highest quality products on the market that are environmentally safe and effective, and to make them available to you at the lowest possible prices. BetterHomeAndGarden.com understands that kind of creativity and do-it-yourself attitude. Thus, we developed our website, BetterHomeAndGarden.com. BetterHomeAndGarden.com offers you the following products right online: bath, bedding, collectibles, craft, sewing and hobby, food and beverage, furniture, home decor, kitchen and dining, lamps and lighting, large appliances, musical instruments, outdoor cooking, patio items, pet supplies, plant and garden, rug and floor covering, small appliances, travel and luggage, and so much more. Better Home and Garden is an online retailer offering a wide variety of high-quality brand-name merchandise at discount prices. Our service is personal and we aim to please. Visit us at www.betterhomeandgarden.com. Make your home your own.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And we have with us today two special guests in the form of Imogen Ragone and Laura Donnelly. And we're talking on the theme of stress relief for caregivers. By the way, call-ins are welcome at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And I have forgotten to mention that a wee bit over this past while, but either way, Laura and Imogen and I have a wonderful show planned for you. So this is where I promised to share their combined bio, and it's in the form of this. Both created together Caregivers Central, and this is a unique online community for caregivers. There, Laura and Imogen provide training, tools, and resources that they have found valuable in their own caregiving journeys to support others. And thus, members learn practices based on the Alexander Technique to help them reduce stress and calm their nervous systems. Boy, that's really going to be great, because that way folks can feel more at ease in themselves, whatever challenge they're facing. And I certainly feel that caregiving is a huge one. Their website is caregiverscentral.net, but we will be talking about that a little bit later in the show. So for the moment, I would just love to welcome on today Imogen Ragone and Laura Donnelly. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
Beauty. And so I know our listeners always benefit from this. If you would tell us a little bit about your own elder care journey and maybe how you came to be doing the work in the world that you now are in this realm.
Okay, so this is Imogen. I'll go first. So my situation, you might be able to tell from my accent, is that I am English, but I'm living in the United States. And you mentioned that I've been a long distance caregiver for my mother, and it really kicked off over 4 years ago now. And both my mother and father were living at home, My father was already in his 90s, very frail, very hard of hearing, but cognitively okay. And my mother started having memory loss. We got the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. As you and many of your listeners know, this progresses and progresses, and things got more and more difficult and more stressful. I was putting things in place for them at a long distance, getting care in at first, just one meal a week being prepared, multiple meals, then various care visits from professionals during the day. I would go and visit three or four times a year for 2 weeks at a time. And just thinking about it, I can feel the stress in my voice. I don't know if you can, you know, because then I would be 24/7 on-call primary caregiver in the home with them. And of course, I wanted to do that, and it was also very stressful. I would, when I wasn't there, received phone calls from my dad. My mother would pick up the phone, but she wouldn't ever call, and it was never any sort of meaningful conversation with her in the terms of practicalities that could be meaningful, just to have a little bit of engagement with her. But anyway, so Laura and I connected with each other. I heard a strange noise then. Is everything okay?
I think we're good. I think we're good. Carry on, Imogen. Yeah.
So Laura and I connected with each other through an online sort of supervision group for Alexander Technique teachers, learning to work online and have a sort of supportive community for doing that. And we started connecting outside of that, using the tools that we were learning there to support each other. Laura was, I think, just toward the end of her own sort of caregiving journey with her mom, and I was in the throes of the beginnings of my caregiving journey with my parents. And we found that it was really powerful to be able to have these tools to help calm myself down. For instance, even to this day, when the landline phone rings, because not many people use landlines these days, but my father always did. He couldn't get his head around a different phone number. But I feel this sense of tension or anticipation that something stressful is going to happen that was my experience during that time with, what on earth's happening now? Because he didn't usually call if everything was going okay. It was I needed to fix something from thousands of miles away, which was quite challenging. And so having tools to help us be more present, have a moment to calm our nervous system a little bit. So I'm going into those conversations with him in a little bit more of a reasoned, calmer way. Doesn't mean I won't still feel stressed, but the way it works, it's kind of like a mindfulness practice that you can come back to it at any time, and it interrupts your stress responses, even just a little bit. And those little bits can be so important as we go through the challenges of caregiving. So that was sort of the inspiration for starting Caregiver Central, how we supported each other and how we found some of the very simple tools and practices that we could really teach anyone at any distance through online video communication mainly. Was the inspiration for starting Caregiver Central.
Very interesting already that you trace your personal journey and experiences leading up to this, Imogen, together with Laura. And we want to hear a little bit further about aspects that you have found perhaps especially challenging in the caregiving situation. Now, mind you, we are coming up to another little pause here. So let's just hold the phone, as it were, and come back to this very point. You are right now listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Perbula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Perbula, go to BonnieGPerbula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP at AOL.com.
Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
So glad, everyone, that you continue to be with us for stress relief for accidental caregivers, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. And already today, Imogen Rigone, on behalf of her and Laura Donnelly, has traced a little bit about their own elder care journeys and really how they came to have founded Caregivers Central. And boy, Imogen, those sort of experiences with your nervous system and going on alert when the phone would ring, that was actually what I was thinking at this point when I was planning my own kind of comments. Honest to Pete, it was the same over here. My phone would increasingly clang in my home office at all hours of the day and night. And, you know, my father's number would flash on the screen of our landline. And I must confess to my stressed out reaction many days, because I would say to myself, what now? And I know that I'm not alone in this response. And that's why we're talking about what we are today. So, you know, the next thing that I think people would be really interested in is learning something that you had found challenging, perhaps, in your own caregiving situations. So why don't we travel there next?
Actually, Carol Ann, this is Laura, for people who are listening.
Cool.
I think that we could just start with that, what you described as the stress reaction when the phone rang and you saw who was calling. And if the how to use this, right? So, oh no, not this again. What does that do to your system? How do you feel when you think that? And it takes a little bit of intentional practice, which is why Imogen and I, we would talk frequently on the phone and support each other, and we found out how helpful it was to talk about the practice that we do in our professional lives related to our personal life and this important path of caregiving. And we realized that although we were half a country apart and we hadn't yet not met in person, that we always had better tools and a better way to move forward after we had shared a little bit about our personal journey. That's so one of the things is this stress reaction to a phone call. And if that thing can become the instigating incident that reminds you to do a moment of self-care, then the thing that you were dreading becomes the thing that helps you the most. And by that, I mean, I'm sure everybody listening has something that it happens and they have this kind of tightening, oh no, feeling. And it can be a small tightening or it can be a big tightening. But as soon as you realize that, if you think through your system, just check in head to toe, where is any place that doesn't feel that tight? You might notice you take a breath. You might notice that your toes relax inside your shoes. It could be anything that you notice, but that's less tight than where you were tight before. And then you find them, ask your body another place that's not quite that tight. And because easiness anywhere is an easing in your whole system everywhere, it just interrupts that tension response and that thing that can send you down, and so that when you answer the phone without even meaning to, in that when you're in your tensing response, you're saying, well, hello, Dad, what is it that you needed? Because they interrupted you and you are on another track. But if you can remind yourself, and it's just a flash, just as quick as, where's something now? Oh, my lower back. Hi, Dad. How's it going? Because we don't know it's something wrong. We just assume it's something wrong. So we begin to unravel our expectations of impending problems. Often it is a problem. But then we have all of our new faculties and facilities available instead of a small amount of them, because we're using up too much of our energy being tense and worried. And do you want to add something to that, Susan?
I would just say that it really transformed the moment before I would answer the phone, and that meant that my tone of voice and my demeanor with my father starting off the conversation was calmer and actually more present or more open to what he would say, rather than already being in reaction mode. I might very quickly have something else to react to, but this is a practice you can come back to at any time. And it might be that then I had a whole conversation that was really stressful, but it's also a tool I could use to recover a little bit of ease. It doesn't mean the stress completely went away, because the situation was stressful for years, right? But it interrupted it, and it meant I wasn't just going down that path of getting more and more and more stressed, that I could have a moment to breathe and many moments to be more open. And it helped me see other sides of things. Laura, did you want to add?
And it also, our tone of voice affects the tone of voice of the person we're caring for. It also calms them down without them even knowing it. So even right this instant, if I say, I'm so excited to be here on this radio show and I have so much I want to tell you, and your whole self goes, ah. But if I say, this is so important and so simple and so hard to do in the moment, and that it can change everything, and it can change how you are at the end of the caregiving journey.
That's a perfect note, Laura, where you are taking us into our next pause. I do want to comment further on tone of voice for sure. Just for this moment, we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
French Rastafarian baker Chef Hugues Mott is a fourth-generation baker and has worked in 11 countries across three continents. Born in Mulhouse, France, he began apprenticing in his father's bakery at age 12 and has devoted his life to learning cultures of the world from inside kitchens across the globe. He also teaches traditional French baking by hosting demonstrations and classes, and his passion for baking is reflected in his delicious confections. With a deep respect for discipline and his Rastafarian way of life, Chef Hugues Mott exemplifies commitment to tradition and culture in a global world. Traveling extensively and combining a myriad of flavors into his recipes, Chef Hugues Mott brings a unique approach to baking. To read more about the French Rastafarian baker, visit www.frenchchefhugues.com. That's H-U-G-U-E-S. Bon appetit and bless up.
So glad, everyone, that you're with us today. And I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. We are chatting today with Laura Donnelly and Imogen Ragone about stress relief for accidental caregivers. Still, it pertains that we accept call-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And you know, Laura, you were chatting with us before this last pause about really the impact of tone of voice. And I am already declaring right out loud with everyone that I am taking away that feeling of dread that automatically comes up and you assume, because that's exactly what I used to do, and how even calming just one area on the body, one little area, helped me. You know, as soon as you were speaking and in a, you know, deliberate fashion, that actually helped to calm me too. So, wow, that's amazing. Now, on that basis, I think, Imogen, you were going to add a few things that you can, you know, address by way of speaking and tone of voice before we slide into some attitudes or mindsets as well as practical strategies. So let's turn the mic over to you.
Yes, sure. Well, it's interesting, and I'm glad, and I'm sure your listeners could also pick up on it, that when we're more at ease in ourselves, our tone of voice is more calm and easy to listen to, maybe. But that also goes for all our nonverbal signals. So I wanted to just mention quickly, because my mum has a dementia, and I'm guessing this is something a lot of the caregivers who are your listeners deal with, that as our loved ones lose their memories and their cognitive facility, they are still very in tune with nonverbal signals that they're getting from the people around them. And that could even be on the phone if they're still at the stage where they could use on the phone and picking up a tone of voice and so forth. But I know with my mother, when I'm with her, if I have the tools to help me be a little bit calmer and a little bit more at ease as I'm with her, that eases her because I'm not transmitting anxiety, stress, and tension to her. So it's a wonderful tool to have. We all pick up on nonverbal signals from each other, and I think that's maybe even heightened further with someone with dementia.
So it's very important. Added,
yeah.
Yeah, and what else? Because I know you have a host of tools and resources, both of you. So what else do we kind of need to know by way of mindsets or maybe strategies that can help us here as caregivers?
One of the things that's really important is being kind to ourselves when we goof up. Because we are going to goof up. And we're going to get stressed and we're going to get tense. And if we then beat ourselves up for tension and stress and a sharp tone of voice, we're like on a hamster wheel of thoughts that increase our tension. So one of the wonderful things about the Alexander Technique is it applies an indirect method for dealing with the situation. Because if you're feeling tense and you say, I shouldn't feel tense, I won't feel tense, I'm going to calm down, not so likely. So instead, I ask everybody who's listening just to make a quick fist with one hand or both hands and just squeeze it and make it tighter and tighter and tighter. And you can hear what happens to my voice. Now, just stop squeezing. Don't even open it. Just stop squeezing. And that's easier. And that's the subtle power of ease. And so in the moment, that's all we have to do, is stop going in the direction of increasing tension. A lot of times, it's like a light switch that you turn off and on in a room. Your hand might be squeezing, the situation might be getting tenser. You pause and you think, oh, there's a little ease in my system. And you stop squeezing. And then you start squeezing right back again. And then you stop squeezing. And this ability to notice when you've shifted direction in your tensing, in your thoughts, in your voice, in your body, and to make the choice to stop going that direction. That is actually moving in the direction of easing. So the mindset is that baby steps are every step, the biggest step. Just that pausing and thinking, how do I stop squeezing? How do I stop going in that tensing direction? And it can work in any situation. From waiting at the doctor's office, waiting for a test, results. Getting a phone call. We're just being with the person you're with, just sitting beside the person and holding their hand. If you can come back to you with some ease in your body, it will communicate to them and their body will respond and get easier.
That's quite something, Laura. I did that along with you. I'm going to remember that too. Holy smokes. You said earlier that this may not necessarily always be easy to do in the moment, but the actual being able to pay attention and release even a little something on the spot, I can see personally where this would make a tremendously huge difference. Don't they say something like small hinges open large doors or something like that? It almost strikes me that way. And it's amazing that these powerful healing modalities are just maybe coming into their own in some ways all over again, because I know the Alexander Technique has been around for some 120 years, but it's just that I'm sure your own unique online community must tremendously benefit from just these practices alone. So let's just pause right there and let everybody know that, of course, I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. Stay tuned for more with Imogen Ragone and Laura Donnelly in just a few moments.
Tune into It's All About You with host Dr. Martha Latz, a lively weekly broadcast on BBM Global Network, one of the most empowering shows for time-starved, overscheduled multitaskers. The professional expertise of Dr. Latz is directly available live every Thursday at 1 p.m. to answer and address concerns about relationships, life transitions of career, meeting, dating, and committed relationships. It's All About You with Dr. Latz will expand your understanding of current concerns across your relationships by broadening and expanding possible solutions in developing skills for mutually desired outcomes. Dr. Martha's expertise is as a licensed marriage and family therapist, life, transition coach, and all things to do with communication at work, home, and with friends. Check out her website at auniquetherapycenter.com.
Mike Zorich, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, two-thirds, and two-fourths. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network.
So everyone, thank you for your continued accompaniment. And we are here today with Alexander Technique experts and teachers, Imogen Ragone and Laura Donnelly. And already we have learned some fascinating tension easing processes for the moment, if I may put it like this. Of course, this is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and I know, Laura and Imogen, you wanted to talk next with our treasured audience about a challenge that you have coming up and self-care and maybe some additional strategies. So why don't we turn things back over to you and go from there?
Yeah, well, self-care is very, very important to us, and it's part of what the whole Alexander Technique is about. And I'm sure you know this, Carol Ann, maybe from yourself and your listeners, is that as caregivers, our focus is very much on looking after someone else. And we can forget, not think we've got enough time, or just not prioritize looking after ourselves. And so this is like a real huge thing for me, is that I believe that when we take care of ourselves first, we are better able to take care of our loved ones. When we are, as much as possible, and crisis situations obviously can require something extraordinary in terms of what we have to do, but on an ongoing basis, when we are rested, when we're more at ease, when we're less stressed, when we have maybe even a little bit of our own life, this all helps our loved one who we are caring for, because we have more capacity within us that we're not stretched to breaking point. And the other piece, which you've probably gathered already from what Laura was describing, through our main key strategy, which is to do with becoming very skilled at recognizing or inviting ourselves to be aware of ease as a possibility or somewhere that just feels a little bit better, a little bit more comfortable. That this can be something that is happens in a moment, as you described. And that's really important. So we can have moments of self-care in any day. It doesn't mean that you have to go to the spa for 2 hours or have you don't have to necessarily have something done for you, a massage or anything. Those are wonderful, and I highly recommend if you have time, you do those. And being able to look after ourselves as we look after our loved one can make a huge difference to both of us. And so this challenge we have, it's called the Easy Peasy Itsy Bitsy Bite-Sized Self-Care Challenge for Caregivers. And the name is probably longer than any of the actual challenges. But the reason it's called that is to really get across to caregivers who feel that they don't have time to prioritize themselves in any way, is that there are ways to do this, to have little acts of self-care that you can just slip into your day in a minute, even. In a moment even, but all of them take 2 or 3 minutes maximum to do. So a little example, give your listeners a little preview of one really, really simple that you probably even know of already, is that if you pause right now and just tune into your breath, just notice it going in and out for a moment. And I know that changed me because I stopped and just paid attention for a moment. And you have that capacity to do that as many times a day as you want.
The reason we do it as a challenge is that we forget. Even Imogen and I forget. Sometimes we get on a Zoom call together and we say, oh, perhaps we should take a moment. Because we're so excited. And excitement is great, too. But then we just breathe, and then we're still excited. And the power of the group, and I think that's the power of this conversation, is that Imogen's idea sparks my idea, sparks Carol Ann's idea, and the theme shifts, and we provide each other with support. So when Imogen took a breath and reminded me to take a breath, I took a breath. And I felt more expansive. And doing that, now I'll probably remember to do that 4 or 5 times a day. But I know I'll get busy and I'll forget. And so that's one of the reasons we do the little challenge, is to give people reminders of how easily they can shift their thinking, shift their awareness.
Yes.
And just have a little space.
You know, you talked about support, too, and that is so important. Funny enough, this is the truth. I draw 3 angel cards from my favorite deck each day. And what do you think one of my card themes for today was? Support. So that's really funny. And I love about your challenge that these are these simple things. My takeaway here is going to be to write the words ease and breathe. I'm working on a little self-created project to have before me a cheat sheet, as it were, with phrases that help me. I have a phrase, step it back. That means for when I get all tense and stressed and it shows up as clenching in the center of my stomach. And so I'm going to add key words and or exercises from even what you have shared with us today by way of mindsets and strategies. And so I really appreciate personally, Laura and Imogen, that you are bringing to us even some things that are representative of what you do with your clients. Now hold tight, because I do want to thank you. So stay with us, please, both. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
According to the American Nurses Association, there are approximately 3.5 to 4 million nurses in the United States. So where do all these nurses work? What kind of roles do they have? What kind of education and training help to prepare them for so many different settings? What kind of impact do nurses have on patient outcomes? The World Health Organization has announced that 2020 will be the year of the nurse, honoring the 200th birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale. An international initiative called Nursing Now is underway to raise the profile of nursing. The National Academy of Medicine has convened a committee to create the Future of Nursing 2020 to 2030 that will focus on how the nursing profession can create a culture of health, reduce health disparities, and improve the health and well-being of the U.S. population. Learn more and join Joyce Batchelor on All About Nursing, Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on the BBM Global Network.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back already to our last few important moments together, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We've been graced today with our Alexander Technique teachers and practitioners, Imogen Ragone and Laura Donnelly, and I asked them to stay tight with us because I want everyone to learn more about where can we discover about the both of you and access your rich and wonderful resources. Please let us know.
Yes, so your listeners can go to caregiverscentral.net, and right there on the homepage, you'll see a link if they are interested in doing the self-care challenge. And there's other, you can find all sorts of information about us there. But yeah, do join the challenge. It's super, super, super easy and fun.
Wow. Very good. And so that was caregivers with an S, central.net, correct?
Correct.
Yes. And I want to add personally that on both of your respective websites, there is also a wealth of tools and resources. So people could really collectively find out a lot, but I encourage them toward the challenge coming up as well. And so, Laura and Imogen, to return where we started. Thank you so much to both of you for being such gracious and forthcoming guests. You know, you have truly lived your promise that you help us to actually transform stress into ease and confidence and poise. Because during our preparations, I will tell you and everyone with us today that you have so embodied those qualities. And I have personally been your appreciative recipient, because going back to my earlier intention challenge at the start of the hour, I am personally taking away a lot of things that include being an observer of my own patterns, along with a commitment to be with myself in increasingly compassionate ways, believe it or not. And those of you who know me that tune in realize that the ladder is especially a real personal growth edge. So as always, it's hard how quickly an hour goes, but I earnestly hope, folks, that you will join Imogen Ragone and Laura Donnelly for their upcoming, I have to say it because I love it, easy peasy, itsy bitsy, bite-sized self-care challenge, because I love that naming and I could say it all day long. It is perfect for overwhelmed caregivers. You are both such beautiful spirits, and I am genuinely grateful that our life paths have crossed, because you do deserve every success as we go forward from today and stay in touch. So thank you to both of you.
And thank you.
And so with that said, a couple of previews we've got coming up to round out the month, a show on self-love for caregivers, as well as selling and clearing the parental home, releasing trauma using sound healing, selecting a quality caregiver, and some mindfulness practices. So we're chock-a-block here. And of course, I invite you to Carol Ann's top 10 caregiver lessons that are continuing on my own website of copingwithuncopableparents.com. Blogs that are underway so far, and you should check out Imogen's and Laura's blogs because they are great too, you know. We have so far Surviving the Elder Care Craziness and Telling Parents What to Do. And in the latter, I ask, how's that going for you so far? Well, if your answer is not so much, I'm always available for a free confidential readiness session. And you can do that at carolann@carolannhamilton.com. Either way, the archive for this show, as well as others, will be posted at boldbravemedia.com/shows/the-conscious-caregiver under self-help and health categories. And you know what I am about to say always, that you have been strong too long. So how about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, along with iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. Until next week.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca. The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.